More than 3,700 Somalis fled to Yemen, crossing the Gulf of Aden in often unsafe sea craft. Christopher Altieri reports.
Nearly 4 million Somalis are at risk of starvation in the worst drought in decades, and most of these are from five areas in the rebel-controlled south where famine has been declared. Thousands are fleeing the Horn of Africa country, which is also suffering from a civil war. However, fewer and fewer are arriving in the often overcrowded refugee camps in Kenya and Ethiopia. Instead, more and more are taking to the sea to cross the Gulf of Aden to Yemen. The United Nations Refugee Agency spokesman in Geneva, Adrian Edwards, says this is a testament to the refugees' desperation that they have chosen a country which is itself affected by serious unrest.
We've seen more than 3,700 Somali refugees reaching Yemen's coast so far in August. This is certainly an earlier than normal start to what we would view as the traditional peak season for smugglers' boats to arrive from Bazassa in northern Somalia, and it's the highest monthly arrival rate so far this year. People are telling us they fled Somalia because of unstable security situation, severe drought, high food prices, and just simply the lack of opportunities for employment.
According to UNHCR, Yemen now hosts the second largest population of Somali refugees in the region, with nearly 192,000 present. Aid agencies estimate tens of thousands of children have already died because of the drought. I'm Chris Altieri.